It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with these markets this morning?
You know, I'm going to have to say the grains. I mean, you got a couple of things going on. You know, first off, we are getting official word that Russia is going to back away from the grain, the Black Sea Grain Initiative. So that means that they're not going to allow the shipments to come out of Ukraine anymore. That's going to likely bring some demand back to the U.S. That's helped support the wheat market. It's helping support the corn. And with our lower dollar, it actually makes us a little bit more competitive as well. Also, I think, you know, the fact that we're seeing a change in the weather forecast as now rain is being pulled out of the 1 to 5, the 6 to 10, and the 11 to 15. Of course, we're going to flip-flop back and forth yet. I mean, these forecasts are, you know, have been seeing a lot of flip-flopping. But I do think, you know, right now, with the dry conditions, with it being in pollinating, that's going to put some pressure on the potential production.
Do we take advantage and try to do some selling into this then or not?
You know, I think so. I mean, if we're comfortable with our production, we don't have enough marketed, I think we certainly have some opportunity here where we can see these markets get up to some pretty decent levels. I'm hoping we can get corn back up into that, you know, 5.5 area. Hopefully soybeans, you know, we could get close to that $14 level, and wheat close to $9. All of those are hedgeable levels.
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, if we're going to see the strength in the grains, we're going to flip over and we're going to have some trouble as far as the meats are concerned, especially cattle. Cattle put in all-time contract highs again last Wednesday, and they haven't been able to hold those gains. And I think with the push coming into the grains, that's going to put some strain on the cattle markets.
Lean hog market kind of the same way?
Lean hogs will be the same way. It's been a resilient market, but for that to continue to go, we're going to have to see exports to China.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo. Futures and options have risk.